first of all, thanks for being with us today. What's your overall, I guess, impressions? What's your overall assessment of the 2023 season?
I think considering a lot of, you know, new, younger players, I think it was pretty successful. I think we came up just short not being able to get into that top four seeds, which obviously probably would have helped us in this three-game playoff format. But yeah, and another great testament to the group we have here, being able to make the playoffs again for the third straight year. So successful, but definitely not kind of, we didn't reach where we should have reached.
For you personally, you had very similar statistics to what you had last season, maybe one less clean sheet. What do you overall rate your season?
I think I started a little bit slower, and maybe that attributes to kind of coming off the off-season surgery, not really having a full off-season. But I think later in the year, I kind of really found my form and, you know, was playing probably some of my best stuff by the end of the year.
So you talk about having a younger squad this season. What do you guys look forward to in as far as development through the off-season, look forward to in the 2024 to maybe reach more of those goals?
Yeah, I think just a lot of, you know, acclimation to this league happens through time, and a lot of the younger players, foreign players that aren't used to the language, the culture, the league, hopefully have a better understanding of that going into the off season, and now we'll have a full preseason to get ready for next year and hopefully feel a lot more comfortable and confident going into 2024.
Hey Zach, thank you for your time today. You were eighth in the league, actually, in clean sheets this year. The game has elevated quite a bit over the last 2 years. How do you feel like the communication was with the back line throughout this year?
I think it was good. I think we had a lot more moving parts than we did last year. But, you know, I think we saw a lot of development in the back line, and hopefully we can, like I said, continue that going into 24.
This team ended up earning more points on the road than at home. Are you able to identify something particularly that led to the home struggles, and how do you think you guys can fix it next year?
My impression was that we always, and I don't know how what the best word to describe it, but we felt like us being at home, that it was maybe just going to be a little bit easier, and maybe we didn't have our focus or our foot on the gas as much as we did it for an away game. So something going in next year where we need to understand that teams aren't afraid to come to Salt Lake anymore and play their game or press us or what have you, and we need to be more dialed in for home games and not just expecting to win at home because we're at home.
And then lastly for me, there's got to be kind of a balance between you teaching a guy like Evan Beavers at his age, and also on your end, securing a job for yourself and making sure you have a starting position in this league. Where is that kind of balance do you find? Do you find yourself giving him every bit of advice you possibly have?
I give him kind of as much advice as I see fit and as much as he wants to take in. I think Gavin and I developed a very good friendship and relationship on and off the field this year. And I think he learned a lot of new things and will continue to learn things. And I've always told him that I'm an open book and will help him wherever he sees fit. But I didn't struggle, I guess, with the ability to help him and then also focus on the games. That was natural for me.
Thanks, Zach.